Okay, get ready for this, because today we're diving into some pretty wild territory. We're talking snapping turtles.
Snapping turtle.
Yeah, you heard right. 50-pound dinosaurs with attitude problems. But it gets even weirder.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Weirder how?
We're connecting them to poetry, our source. Excerpts from this piece called Capturing Poems.
Capturing poems. I like it already.
Right. So the author, they grew up catching these snapping
Hold on,
turtles.
hold on. Catching them.
Wrong.
Like on purpose.
Oh, yeah, big time. The author talks about wading through these murky swamps, the risk, the adrenaline. It was serious business. You could lose a finger if you weren't careful.
Wow, intense.
Intense is an understatement. The author even claims the whole thing making dangerous soup. But there's this other layer, too. They compare it to, like, ginseng hunting, which they also did.
Okay, so snapping turtles and ginseng. Got it.
But it wasn't the same. There was something about those turtles, something that really stuck with them, even as a kid, almost like destiny or something, you know?
Okay, I'm definitely seeing the destiny angle with poetry now.
Exactly. And the author actually says that writing poems wasn't just another dangerous hobby for them. It was the plan all along.
Wow. So it sounds like their childhood, those snapping turtles, they really shaped how they view creativity.
100%. But how? How do you go from snapping turtles to poetry? What's the connection?
Well, the author makes it very clear. They use this really powerful metaphor, and it's all about this idea of capturing. Capturing a poem, they say, is just like capturing a snapping turtle.
Okay, I'm starting to see it. But paint us a picture here. What kind of language are we talking about in this poem?
Think visceral, think raw. The author uses words like biting, writhing, even hiss. You really get a sense of this untamed energy, this almost dangerous power, both with the turtle and the poem.
It's like they're saying that real creativity, you know, the kind that moves you, it has to have an edge to it. Like there's a risk involved.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the words themselves, it's the emotions, the ideas behind them, that rawness. That's what gives the poem its bite.
And the author even writes, "The poem bites back, drawing blood and ink in equal measure." Chills, right?
Right. It really drives home that this isn't some passive process sitting there waiting for inspiration to strike. It's a struggle. It's about wrestling those words onto the page and shaping that wild inspiration into something you can share with the world.
It's that act of creation. And speaking of, there's this other part that really got to me. The author talks about eating the poem, eating it. What do you make of that?
It's such a powerful image, right? If we think about the snapping turtle as this raw, untamed source of creative energy, well, eating the poem could be like fully taking it in, letting it nourish you from the inside out.
Becoming one with your creation. I like that.
It's like absorbing its power, letting it transform you.
It makes you think about the things we're drawn to in life, you know? The passions, the things that truly make us feel alive.
Absolutely. And often those things, they come with a little risk, a little discomfort, maybe even a bite or two.
That's a great point. So, what are the snapping turtles in your life? What are you willing to wrestle with to get your hands dirty for? And for our listeners out there, what about you? What are the passions that make you feel truly alive, even if they're a little dangerous? Think about that.
I love that. Something to chew on.
Until next time, keep diving deep.